Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Navien Endless Hot Water. Go to Navien.com or TanklessMadeSimple.com, I should say. 15-year limited warranty, too. By the way, I was just reading something. Stan Van Gundy, you know, former NBA coach, was talking about Westbrook today on his Twitter account. And he was saying, you know, everybody's complaining about, you know, Westbrook. But if you go look at Westbrook's numbers this year, they're completely on brand. He's shooting the same, his efficiency numbers are the same, his turnovers are lower than previous years. This goes to what I've said about Westbrook. You ask somebody to enter your life, and you know what they are if you do homework, and then you're outraged, you want an intervention because you bring somebody into your life that has, you know, stuff. Like if you go out and get Aaron Rodgers, he's needy. It's, you know, this is, Aaron's a lot of, you know, I'm the smartest guy in the room. You have to deal with that. If you bring Brady into your organization, he's super intense, like really demanding. There's no days off. You know, he's a lot of these younger guys may be like, whoa, 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 this is a little tsunami of efficiency I'm not ready for. With Westbrook, this is why I always said with a trade, AD is always hurt. It's an old roster, and, you know, LeBron increasingly is not going to give you 70 games even. Well, who's giving you 25 points on those nights? You need points. Carmelo can give you 15, and that's why I said with Westbrook, just know what you're getting when you get somebody. But it's like, you know, you hear these marriage counselors all the time say, you marry the bad boy, and then you're surprised when he shows up, you know, at 1 a.m. occasionally, he's out with his friends. Well, you married him. That's what attracted you to him. Don't try to change him. Or if you marry her, don't try to change her. Westbrook is what he is, hyper-athletic. A lot of turnovers, needs the ball, does not play well off the ball, which, and by the way, his average is down, Westbrook's average is down. You could say, but he's only averaging 18, 19 a game. Well, that's because he doesn't have the ball in his hands, because LeBron, when he's on the floor, takes the ball away from Westbrook. And he, you know, when you bring Westbrook in with LeBron, we all knew it wasn't a great fit. What it was, though, was a productive, hyper-athletic player who gives you a bunch of minutes, which I still contend the Lakers need. I mean, outside of Malik Monk, and not many guys on that roster I want on the floor, LeBron, Malik Monk, you know, AD if he's healthy, you know, but I'd take Westbrook on the floor for 30 minutes. I don't want him with 2.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. But it, Stan Van Gundy pointed out today, it's like, you brought him in, he is what he is, and now you're blaming him. And that's my takeaway. I never loved the deal, but I accepted and tolerated the deal knowing what Westbrook is, because I don't believe you can change people. As Chris Broussard always says, your game is your game.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Russell Westbrook is a victim of his brand in this situation. Like his name, Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's not a third star on this team. They have two superstars. It is Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because his name is Russell Westbrook, yeah, there is some confusion as to the role that he is playing on this team, and perhaps even with himself. And when we heard him talking about finishing games and how he's earned the right to finish games and all this stuff, like there's just a lot of confusion about the role. Successful teams have very strong assigned roles.
Yeah.
Everyone on the team, the coaching staff, everyone in the organization
does something well.
Does something well, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
Their job. What is the Patriots dynasty mantra?
Yeah.
Do your job. Doesn't say do your job and some of someone else's job.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Yeah.
And in this situation with the Lakers, Russell Westbrook has been kind of made to be the scapegoat for the season, when in reality, Anthony Davis isn't healthy again. There you go. No, oh, yeah. You're not. It's going to be very difficult for you to win a championship without Anthony Davis being healthy.
Yeah, I don't.
Now, that's not saying that it's Anthony Davis's fault in this particular situation that he's not healthy, but he's not.
Well, and also, had you done your homework, you'd have known AD doesn't remain healthy, and he's also not a great leader. Like that was those were not shocking revelations here. Again, I don't think the Lakers front office is elite. If Frank Vogel's won a title as a coach, I don't think Pelinka is an elite GM. I'm not saying he's incompetent, but he tends to be star-obsessed, brand-obsessed.
Somebody has to be responsible for putting together the roster.
Everybody the Lakers have, Joy, is exactly what you thought. You thought Malik Monk was athletic, twitchy, and could hit threes. You thought Carmelo off the bench could give you about 12. You thought Avery Bradley, you know, is going to give you about 7 a night, but, you know, he's way past his prime. You thought LeBron was the best player on your team. AD had injury histories, not a leader, but a great, like a great productive defensive player and can give you 25 a night. And Westbrook is not efficient, turnover prone, wildly athletic, lots of energy, and has his moments. There's no real surprises here if you just do basic homework. Nobody on this roster, you're like, wow, AD never misses a start. This is exactly what he was. In New Orleans.
What's surprising is the expectations.
Or that people are surprised.
Yes.
At the there's a revelation here with the Lakers. There's no revelations on this team.
I'm sure you talk to Lakers fans all the time. I ask them the same question. What did you expect to be at this point in the season with Anthony Davis missing the time that he's missed and LeBron missing the time that he's missed?
Yeah.
Do you like what is it that you expect? What do you want me to tell you? That there's like some secret player that they're not letting on the court?
Yeah.
That like has something to do with the lineup? Anthony Davis is your superstar alongside LeBron James. We know what we're going to get with LeBron James at this point in his career, and he's actually playing better than I think anyone expected him to be playing at this point in his career.
He is.
So Anthony Davis
is the revelation. LeBron may lead the NBA in scoring. That's the only revelation. LeBron's probably a little better than we thought.
Exactly. So there have been some reports circling that Rich Paul and Clutch Sports were unhappy with Lakers GM Rob Pelinka for not trading Russell Westbrook for John Wall at the trade deadline this season. But Paul is strongly denying those rumors. Stephen A. Smith said that Paul called him to get his side of the story out there. He said Paul told him there's absolutely no truth to the report, and he was never contacted by anyone regarding the story before it came out.
And by the way, Rich Paul texted me yesterday. I didn't say this on the show. He said, this story is nonsense. LeBron isn't going to the Cavs. He goes, my agency represents Garland and Sexton. So Rich Paul texted me last night. There you go.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the other issue with the Lakers right now is that there is, I don't want to say it feels like a power struggle, but there is a little confusion as to who is actually running the team.
Well, stuff's getting public.
Who's making the decisions? Yes, there's stories getting out there about, you know, this and where did this story come from? Like who does this story benefit that LeBron and Rich Paul were trying to force that trade? Who does that benefit? Like who does that look good for? It's all just very confusing. They need a deep breath.
Yeah.
They need to just evaluate where they are right now, which is not the worst place in the world to be based off of the roster that was put together. If you're unhappy with what you're accomplishing, then you need to look at who put the roster together.
Yeah.
And then that probably needs to change moving forward with your organization. So Ben Simmons is getting closer to making his Nets debut. He reportedly is going to ramp up this week and is planning to make his return sooner rather than later. The Nets will be playing Philly on March 10th.
I'm really excited to watch that. I really am. I think this is a fascinating midseason move. I'm excited to watch
him. I love it for both teams.
No, I want to see it. I can't wait to watch them play. I think I think the Nets have a lot of moving parts. I think Philadelphia would be very good very quickly, but it was a good move. It was two dead teams and now two really interesting teams.
Yeah. And if he does end up coming back when they play Philadelphia on March 10th, that will be some must-watch basketball. It's only 16 days away. Obviously, there was going to be some transition time for Ben Simmons because he hadn't played all season long and you know, mentally had to get ready to play as well. So we're looking forward to seeing when he is going to get on the court. So the Browns have plenty of decisions to make regarding their roster this offseason.
Yeah.
One player that could be letting go of is Jarvis Landry. He's entering the final season of his contract, but he's hoping to stay with his current team. This morning he tweeted, I have put the ball in Cleveland's court by telling them I would like to stay, but if not, then I'm confident enough in myself to be a better, healthy me this year and moving forward. to helping do my part in a winning championship elsewhere. He also tweeted that he suffered a high-grade MCL sprain, a partial quad tear, and a bone bruise in week two and came back too early, so he played hurt all season.
Well, I will say this. They need him because they need receivers if he stays. So if he's healthy, he's generally an 80-catch guy. So he becomes – I always felt he was sort of the soul of their passing game.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, let's be honest about it. Baker got hurt, Landry got hurt, and both their tackles got hurt. Those are fairly key positions in the NFL. So this team fell apart physically. First of all, the division did. Baltimore did. Cleveland fell apart. So Cleveland's still good.
The Steelers didn't fall apart. They just were limited with Ben all season.
Their first pick, if available, should be Drake London or the wide receiver from Ohio State. They need a receiver, and that's if Jarvis Landry is back.
I got to tell you, I don't think I'm buying into the Cleveland thing anymore.
I feel like you do. I think the window was small.
It was small. It was not optimized. I understand Baker was hurt. I think they're going to be better than they were last year.
Yeah.
But
I think they'll be better at the beginning of the year than they were last year, at the end of the year.
Yes. But I think I got a little too excited about the turn and the culture in Cleveland. And
every year's different.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of back to like, yeah, well, you got to prove it again with Cleveland. Not that that matters to them, but I just personally feel like I got ahead of myself. Like, I really got crazy with the capability of the roster and on paper.
It is a good roster. I'll argue that all day. It's a great roster.
Good roster, yes. It's a great roster. Lots of great pieces.
Yeah.
And now you've got Joe Burrow in that division, and Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are not going to be as injured as they were last year. And Lamar Jackson is in league MVP.
The AFC has separated from the NFC to me. Now that Brady's gone, the AFC is a much deeper conference.
At the quarterback position?
I think it's just, I mean, listen.
And they also have the youth of the quarterback position.
If Trey Lance doesn't work outside of the Rams, who has the chance to be great? Green Bay, I think we both admit, is going to have to move a lot of pieces with a salary cap. They're not going to be great. They could win their division.
I just think, I mean, there were some teams. I think even the Seahawks and the Cardinals have the personnel, the potential.
Arizona, I think, could be. They were great for the first 8 weeks. They were great. They were great until Christmas.
They got to figure out how to finish the season.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
We had Rick Stroud on earlier. He's covered Tampa forever. There's a big story that Brady and Bruce Arians was very clunky at the end, not great. Rich Orenberger, who played in the NFL, has been on the show, talk radio guy in San Diego, said, I heard it wasn't great. Arians would come in and kind of scratch up the game plan, Leftwich and Brady had created, undermine them. Arians was not happy, got a hold of Rick Stroud. They talked about it. Rick Stroud came on earlier on our show today and said he doesn't buy into Brady Arians not getting along.
I don't buy it. I mean, what is turbulence, right? I mean, you know, Tom is a perfectionist, so I think that part of him never really left, and it is a little more loose here, but that's what he wanted. But, you know, when Rich Orenberger put that out, Bruce Arians had texted me and said, hey, I'm really hacked off about this, right? Like, I got to say something. They tell me not to, but I got to say something. And he just felt like, This narrative that there was tension between him and Brady, especially this idea that he was changing game plans. I mean, Byron Leftwich has done all the game planning with Tom Brady since he got here. That's one of the conditions that Bruce had coming back to coaching. I was there every day. I didn't sense any tension. The coaches I talked to didn't really sense that. You're never always pleased, right? But I think it's a false narrative on my assumption.
I will say this. If you, even great locker rooms, you bark. Guys bark at each other. I mean, Brady and Josh McDaniels have had shouting matches on national television.
I don't like the idea that you're supposed to get along all the time.
You probably shouldn't. And my wife and I, she yelled at me the other day. Not happy.
Well,
ghosted me for like 12 hours.
I'm not advocating for drama. I'm just saying you want to have people around you who disagree with you from time to time. No one is right all the time. If I have someone around me that always tells me that I'm right, I'm very weary of them. They're lying to me. It sounds nice, but you need to have people that push you. And that's the type of person that Tom Brady is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer on this. I think Arians and Brady are two totally different dudes. Listen, you win a Super Bowl in 2 years. It was a roaring success. If you'd have reversed it, if the first year Brady would have gone down there, they made the playoffs, got beat, second year won the Super Bowl, you know, timing's so funny, we'd be like, wow, magical. You won the first one, you lose the second. We're like, ah, it didn't end well. Listen, when you went down there, if you'd have said before, 2 years, one Super Bowl, everybody, including Brady, would have taken that. Every single person in Tampa would have taken that. That's what happened. You just got the one earlier than you thought, and you eroded on the second year. Everybody thought you were going to be like, oh. I mean, because they were the Super Bowl favorite, right? They weren't the first year. They were the second. So that, you know, I always said this about Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame. Had you reversed the record, it'd have been, he got hot early and then eroded. If he just reversed it and he won six games the first year and nine the last, you'd be like, ah, that Notre Dame thing really worked. They won sooner than we thought. And by the way, they probably won because they were a little combative. Like, that's how you solve stuff fast, not passive aggressively. You confront, you argue, you yell, you go public, you apologize. That's the way to get over fights, is yell quickly, and then you move on really quickly. The worst part is when you extend it, you don't talk, you ghost. My wife ghosted me for like 12 hours. And then we got over it.
Did you deserve it?
It's not one of those that nobody was right. There was no, you know, the way I viewed it is there was no real right answer. She did not view it that way. There was a right answer. It was hers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors
Dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Good to have you in. Today's best for last. Buy, sell, or hold, second half of the NBA edition. So this point forward, NBA, a lot of awards, a lot of positioning, a lot of seeding. Here we go. Buy, sell, or hold.
All right. It's time to
buy, sell, or hold.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Colin will decide if he'll
buy it,
sell,
I want you to sell,
or hold.
Please hold.
Buy, sell, or hold. Anthony Davis doesn't play another game this season.
I'm going to sell that.
Sell, sell, sell.
If he returned a month from today, the Lakers would have 10 games left. And you know they want to get some cardio in, some games in for Anthony Davis. So it's a midfoot sprain. He'll be back, my guess, with about 5 games to play.
Buy, sell, or hold. The Lakers and LeBron make the playoffs.
I'm going to sell on
that. Sell, sell,
sell. They're ninth. AD's only coming back later. It's an old roster. It may not be the last injury. They have the third toughest schedule remaining. Remember, the Lakers, remember when they were struggling early and we kept saying, this is the easy part of their schedule? So they're currently on Fox Bet. Heavy favorites to miss the playoffs. I agree.
Buy, sell, or hold. Rob Pelinka will be fired by the end of the season.
Hold.
Hold, please.
He's had it for 5 years. Had the issue with Magic. LeBron praising Sam Presti, Oklahoma City GM. I think it's a go either way. Jeannie Buss tends to be loyal to people she knows, and he's Kobe's former agent, so she tends to be loyal. Rambis family, Magic, people she knows. So I'd probably lean he'll return, but hold.
Buy, sell, or hold. The new look Brooklyn Nets win the East.
That's a sell to me. First,
sell, sell, sell.
Kyrie can't play the home games yet. KD's got a sprained MCL. There's no timetable for his return. They weren't playing well. And we don't know what in the world. Last time I saw Ben Simmons, he was terrified. So I have no idea. That's why I'm so excited to watch him play. Everybody else in the media just thinks this thing's going to be, you know, big Christmas present, open it up, NBA trophy. I got no idea what it looks like. A ton of moving parts.
All right. Well, buy, sell, or hold. The revamped 76ers make their first Eastern Conference final since 2001.
Buy for me.
Buy, buy, buy!
First of all, number 7 scoring defense in the league. Embiid right now is arguably the best player on any given night in the league. And people forget they nearly reached the conference finals last year. It was a 7-game series they lost. So, yeah, I and a lot of the teams above them, like for instance, or the teams around them, Cleveland, Chicago, I think are more built for the regular season than the postseason. And Milwaukee defensively is not as good as they were last year. So I think they end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Buy, sell, or hold. The Bucks win back-to-back titles.
I'm going to say sell.
Sell, sell, sell.
They really struggle defending the three. They give up the most three-pointers per game in the league this year, like over 14. They're a 5 seed. I do think they'll end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. It is hard to win back-to-back. I think Phoenix has been easily the best team in the league. Even without Chris Paul, I still think they'll end up easily winning the West. So I just think winning back-to-backs is hard.
Joel Embiid wins the NBA MVP.
This is increasingly an easy one. Buy.
Buy, buy, buy!
Leads the NBA. He's got his best scoring year ever. Leads the NBA in scoring. Most 30-point games. Most 40-point games. And if he and Harden work together, which I think they will, a lot of people question it, that just gives him another reason. I don't think Philadelphia wanted to let go of Seth Curry in that trade. I think that was when they lost sleep on the draft picks and Andre Drummond and Ben Simmons they're fine with. But I think they're going to be good. I think it's a pretty special team with a great locker room, and Embiid is, he's got so much Shaq in him. He's really a special player.
Buy, sell, or hold. The Warriors surpass the Suns as the number one seed in the West.
That's a sell for me. First of all, Draymond Green, no timetable for his return. He was having a great year. Klay Thompson has only played 16 games. The Suns have an easier schedule down the stretch. I could see this team. I don't think they always match up necessarily that well with Phoenix. I think they're going to end up a really solid number two seed a few games back, catching up a little bit without Chris Paul, but not fully.
How about the Bulls finish the season as the number one seed in the East?
I think they're tied with Miami. I say yes for a couple of reasons. First of all, they haven't won. They haven't been the number one seed in the East in like a decade, so it matters to them. They also are one of these teams that the regular season is really important, and seeding for this team will be important. They're going to be a much better team at home. You got DeRozan and Zach LaVine are the number, I think they're number one scoring duo in the league. And I do think there are teams, when you put them together and they're building chemistry, this regular season seeding is a big deal for them. They're tied with Miami. I don't think it is with Miami. I think Miami's had these guys. They're running it back last couple of years. I don't think they'd rest players down the stretch. So I think Chicago wants to be the number one seed, and I think they will be.
Buy, sell, or hold. Monty Williams wins Coach of the Year.
Yeah, that's an easy one. By the way, they have won.
Bye, bye, bye.
They are easily the best team in the league with easily the best chemistry. They've won 18 of 19 before Chris Paul got hurt. And just the construct of this team, I still think they'll win most of their games without Chris Paul. The construct of it, this would be a pleasure to coach. If you love the NBA in the 80s, this is an 80s NBA team. A big that likes being a big, a point guard who barks at teammates and likes to distribute, a number two who can shoot threes but is mostly mid-range, and wing guys who defend, young wing guys who defend, and then Jay Crowder, the classic veteran who can hit a big three, big tough guy, physical guy. It is a 1988 NBA team, and I think Monty deserves a lot of credit. He is completely egoless. He lets the players run the show in Chris Paul. Chris Paul's not easy to get along with. I love Chris Paul, not easy to get along with. He gets along with Monty because everybody loves Monty. So Phoenix is a great watch in the NBA. If you like old-time NBA, they play like an old-school NBA team.
And buy, sell, or hold, Evan Mobley wins Rookie of the Year.
That is a buy, not just because he's a Trojan. He is a heavy favorite. Four of the last five players to win Rookie of the Year have been on playoff teams. And we said this yesterday. There's this rumor that, you know, LeBron's going to go back to Cleveland. Rich Paul texted me yesterday and said it's not going to happen. Cleveland is not – they're too young to win, like, two series to me. The East is better this year. They're not going to win two series. But Cleveland's got good young players. Darius Garland, Sexton's hurt, but he averaged 24 last year. For years, outside of the LeBron draft pick, they butchered a lot of picks. They have hit on three or four straight – first-round picks, and then they brought Jared Allen over, LeVert from the Pacers. So this is a really good basketball team. Cleveland is a really, really interesting basketball team. And we were saying this yesterday, Joy. I think if you ask people in Cleveland if they could give up some of the young players for LeBron, they would say no way. I think they got a title with LeBron. I think Dan Gilbert has no interest running that back.
Yeah, I think fans would agree with that.
I think you got the title. LeBron was great. He ditched it for a more glamorous girl twice, Miami and L.A. But I think Cleveland,
Cleveland fans are excited about
they should be. I mean, they've got now. They're just they don't. The reality is the front office also went and supplemented it with getting like a Jared Allen, LeVert. So it's like good team. They'll be fun for the next 5 or 6 years. Not running your business on NetSuite, trying to sync a putt cap over your eyes you can't see. NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Visibility and control over your HR, financials, and more. Rick Stroud and Mark Schlereth both joined us today. Aaron Rodgers had an Instagram. There were a lot of hearts on it and a lot of love. And, you know, Aaron said, don't make anything of it. I just got out of a 12-day cleanse, which, you know, that's like purposeful vomiting and nose drops. I mean, it's like 12 days. That is a long time to be cleansing. And by the way, Aaron's healthy. I mean, if you eat hamburgers all day, you know, you need the 12-day cleanse. I don't think Aaron is a guy that I would think, that guy needs to cleanse it out. He's out there just wild partying every night. So, but Aaron's kind of ethereal and, you know, kind of a little bit spiritual. So he went and did a 12-day cleanse. He was on Pat McAfee on Sirius XM today and said, I'm not, I got no announcement yet. I don't believe he's told the Packers, because it's impossible if you're Aaron Rodgers, you could not keep that a secret. There's no way you could keep that a secret.
No, I don't think he's made a decision yet, but he doesn't have a whole lot of time to make this decision.
I'll throw it out there. He's a Packer, or he considers retirement. I would go 90-10 Packer, 10% retirement.
Hope you're wrong.
What would you guess?
Well, I certainly don't want him to retire.
That would be not good for Fox. He's an NFC quarterback.
No, I mean, he's going to go to Denver. Go to the Steelers.
I don't know. I don't know. That
the
ethereal...
The Green Bay story is, I've watched the movie.
He is such a California kid, though. I mean, seriously,
oh,
he
the
should
cleanse?
Be.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the 12-day cleanse out here. It doesn't feel like Pittsburgh to me.
I did not do a cleanse in Pittsburgh, actually. No.
It doesn't feel like Wisconsin to me.
Juice cleanse in Miami.
My mailman cleanses. Everybody cleanses out here. We're the cleanse capital of the world. All right, speak for yourself. Around the corner on a Tuesday. It's next.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.